When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Will the Bears win another game this season? Who will they beat and how do they get it done?
There's 9 games left, and that is a threat as much as it is a promise. 9 games left, and I'm sorry, 8 games left. There's 8 games left. I can do the math. So now they are 4-5,
yeah.
And they're not. I don't think they're staring at 4-13. I'm not going full Dustin here. I do think that they find a way to get things together at least once more this month, possibly. If I were to pick a game, they play each of the division teams twice. They got the 49ers and the Seahawks, and that's a challenge. That there's no break on that schedule. Vikings at home, I would think, would be the greatest opportunity the Bears have to win a game. Maybe Sam Darnold is harassed by a defense that takes advantage of things, but I don't think that they have many other opportunities for victory. I don't think they beat the Packers this year. Did you watch the Lions? They're in a different league. They're in the same division, but a different league. 49ers and Seahawks, tough challenges. Do you trust this team on the road where they have not won under Matt Eberflus, really, on a Sunday? So I just think that it's inconceivable to think that they would lose all of them. I will think that they will lose most of them. And the next time they will win a game, I would think right now, with I reserve the right to change my mind after seeing what happened Sunday against the undefeated Matt LaFleur-led Packers, I think they beat the Vikings. But I don't have a lot of confidence. You're not going to win many games with an offensive line sponsored by iPass.
No.
Because
no.
Thank you, Steve.
So that's your answer, Dustin? Is that what he said?
I predicted this last week. I said if they lose to the Patriots, they will not win another game this season. I am sticking with that.
Wow. I thought you had them winning 12 games. Or is that,
did. Keyword.
Oh, sorry.
Did. Now I have them winning 4.
Okay. That's fine. I got to tell you. I hate the idea that they can't beat the Packers this year. I just think, hasn't Jordan Love thrown 10 picks this year and he threw 11 all of last year? Couldn't a guy come in here and throw 2 away on Sunday? Wouldn't that be including a pick 6?
What are they going to win? 2-0?
No.
How are they going to score a touchdown?
Pick 6.
Yeah, okay. 9-0. I don't know that the offense is going to be able to score a point.
I think they get 3 points, right? They get 3 points every week, win or lose. I mean, that's 10 points. Can you hold the Packers to 19 like you did Patriots?
So you're picking the Bears to beat the Packers?
No, I have a hard time. I really thought that they needed to get a winning record this year, and it would be a real coup if one of those games came against Green Bay. I just, in my mind, when I looked at the beginning of the season, I felt they were capable of winning a game in the division against Green Bay. They needed to get that done. Now, you're right. They're never going to get it done on the road. They play the Lions on Thanksgiving. Haven't they done well at Detroit on Thanksgiving over the years?
I'll let you pick that one then.
No, I'm desperately looking for a game they might win. Probably Minnesota, probably the one at home. But I mean, Dustin's made a good point. They lost that game. You can't feel like they are in a position to win another game. And I'll give them another win. Maybe I'll give them two more wins. I don't know. It'll depend. We got to see what happens with the new play caller. So I'm going to say they win at home against Minnesota.
Either way you go with this question, they aren't winning more games than they lose this year.
Oh, no, they got to lose.
And that was the expectation going into the year.
That was what the coach needed.
Whether they announce it today, whether they meet about it today, I think that organizationally they need to start to plan for the next – what happens next and how many levers they pull and whose jobs they are replacing. Because when you go back, I know people get tired of this. We have a couple of texters alluded to this. You don't have a lot of faith in an organization that passed on the opportunity to go out and get the hottest coach available last offseason. And Jim Harbaugh was there for you. And you lacked the vision to see that. And you passed on that opportunity. And now you're paying for that, I think, because you would not be in the mess that you're in right now had you gone that direction.
Very true. Very true. A lot of mistakes made. We'll find out if it ends today. And I don't know that it ends today. I'm not talking about Eberflus. I think you have to change the play call. Because if you don't, then it is your job. You're next, Matt Eberflus.
And you've got to do whatever you can to try to keep your job. You got to show some sense of desperation or urgency, and that is the most likely move to make, and it's the only one you can make.
It's the only option.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.